Good morning, everyone. I said that. This service is being recorded, so if people are willing to move more towards the front to make space in the back for latecomers, that would be appreciated if possible. Our prelude, Gavotte in C minor by Bach, is performed by Luna. Thank you so much, Luna. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Prairie Unitarian Universalist Society. My name is Barbara Chatterton. My pronouns are she and her. And I have been chair of the Program Committee, Hospitality Committee, and now Caring Committee. Prairie aspires to be both an open-hearted and open-minded congregation. We strive to be welcoming to all, though we recognize that we all have biases that limit our understanding of how others may perceive us and how we may perceive others. We stumble in our efforts, but we commit to keep trying to grow our ability to love people of every ethnic and religious background, whatever your color, sexual orientation, gender identity, family structure, age, or abilities. We just have a few announcements this morning. Please save the date for Sunday, September 25th. It is our building dedication service, followed by a festive fall fair. Welcoming Prairie folks and the community with open house tours, fun activities, food, and raffle. Our topic for next Sunday is Thomas Wentworth Higginson, Unitarian Minister in the Civil War by Al Nettleton. Also, Mary has shared the bounties of her garden with us. There are veggies for the taking out on the big table in the lobby. The chalice lighting is Faith in Summer by Ellen Hamilton, read by Ron Fry this morning.
In faith together we light this small scrap of light. Symbol of grandfather sun's enormous power, whose energy burns so brightly in these days of deep summer, catapulting the leaves and vines, vegetables, flowers, and fruits to astonishing size, lengths, and heights. Spilling over the tops of cages, walls, and trellises, delighting and nourishing all beings, we bask in the warmth and the heat of these days with lighted hearts and quickened senses in gratitude and faith.
Thank you. The opening music this morning is number 331 in Singing the Living Tradition, Is the Greatest Gift of All, with Mary France accompanying, which is the gray hymnal located in the seat in front of you. Please stand as you are able. Thank you. It is time for our story for all ages. Thankful by Eileen Spinelli will be read by Alice Mant, she, her. We welcome adults as well as kids to come forward and get a good view of the pictures while we listen to our story. And after the story, we will sing them out.
Can you guys hear me?
Ooh. Good.
Can you take off your mask?
How about now? Is that okay? The waitress is thankful for comfortable shoes. The local reporter for interesting news. The gardener's thankful for every green sprout. The fireman for putting the fire out. The poet is thankful for words that rhyme. The children for morning story time. The artist is thankful for color and light. The clown for her costume, silly and bright. The doctor is thankful when patients get well. The traveler for a cozy hotel. The dancer is thankful she loves the beat that stirs her heart and hips and feet. The chef is thankful for plates licked clean. The tailor for her sewing machine. The queen is thankful for afternoon tea. The beekeeper for the honeybee. The mayor is thankful for every vote. the sailor for his sturdy boat. The birder is thankful to list a new bird. The pastor is thankful for God's loving word. The crafter is thankful for glitter and glue. And me, I'm ever so thankful for you. The end.
We will sing the children out, and the lyrics are in your order of service. As you go on your way, may you be filled with gladness. Go in joy, go in joy. May fortune bless your day with peace and loving kindness. We will now have a moment of silent meditation. As you sit and begin to focus on your breath and being here in this room, I would invite you to begin to reflect on all of the blessings that you feel in your life at this moment. And good morning again. Our speaker today is the Reverend Matt Aspen. Reverend Matt is a graduate of Meadville Lombard Theological School and is currently serving as our full-time contract minister. His talk is entitled Counting Our Blessings. He will begin today by sharing our reading and then we'll transition directly into the rest of the program.
Good morning, everyone. It is good to be with you here today, as always. So our reading is from Rebecca Parker, who is a brilliant UU theologian. She has written some good books, which I recommend. Rebecca says, "Your gifts, whatever you discover them to be, can be used to bless or curse this world. The mind's power, the strength of the hands, the reaches of the heart, the gift of speaking, listening, imagining, seeing, waiting. Any of these can serve to feed the hungry, bind up wounds, welcome the stranger, praise what is sacred, do the work of justice, or offer love. Any of these can also draw down the prison door, hoard bread, abandon the poor, obscure what is holy, or comply with injustice or withhold love. You must answer this question: what will you do with your gifts? Choose to bless the world. The choice to bless the world is more than an act of will, a moving forward into the world with the intention to do good. It is an act of recognition, a confession of surprise, a grateful acknowledgement that in the midst of a broken world, unspeakable beauty, grace, and mystery still abide. There is an embrace of kindness that encompasses all life, even yours. And while there is injustice, anesthetization, or evil, there also moves a holy disturbance, a benevolent rage, a revolutionary love, protesting, urging, insisting that that which is sacred will not be defiled. Those who bless the world live their life as a gesture of thanks for this beauty and this rage. The choice to bless the world can take you into solitude, to search for the sources of power and grace, native wisdom, healing, and liberation. More, the choice will draw you into community, the endeavor shared, the heritage passed on, the companionship of struggle, the importance of keeping faith, the life of ritual and praise, the comfort of human friendship, the company of earth, the chorus of life welcoming you. None of us can save the world alone. But together, that is another possibility. I really liked that reading, especially how it called the remembrance of the idea that being thankful and being gratitude and counting our blessings can be a very strengthening individual spiritual practice. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But also that the idea of counting our blessings collectively can really strengthen a community. And so that's what I'm hoping to do today. Today, we are going to be counting our blessings together. And as I thought about preparing for today, it occurred to me that given all that's happening in the world, that may seem like such a trite and light and fluffy thing to do. But it's actually one of the most powerful things we can do. I was inspired to choose counting our blessings when our covenant group, our current covenant group, told me, I've sort of handed off, they're running their own show now, and each month they choose a topic, and they said, hey, we looked at the list, and they asked me to get them the counting blessing, celebrating blessings packet. And I thought to myself, that's a really good idea. I think that'd be a great thing for us to do in this time. You may have noticed in the order in the Prairie News an invitation and a little bit about covenant groups. We are hoping to get another one started in the fall. The current covenant group did a session, an information session at the retreat that we had over the summer. But if you weren't able to attend that, if you have any questions, a covenant group is essentially a group of folks that gets together on a fairly regular basis and just makes some promises to each other to keep showing up and to explore and go deep together on different topics. And we have a really vibrant covenant group that exists. They have become evangelists for the thing because it really can feed. I've already got a couple of folks that have expressed interest in maybe starting up another one in the fall. So let me know if anybody's interested in learning more about that. So one of the things that I pulled this packet from. It's a group called Soul Matters, and they have monthly themes, and churches can subscribe, and they've got ministry ones, they've got small group things, they've got RE packets. One of the things I hope to do today is one of the concepts behind having a theme, which is to have the whole community thinking about similar things at the same time. So in addition to that covenant group, which is a small group that's going to be getting together and really digging into some of these things and thinking about these things together, we're going to share a morning thinking about the idea of gratitude and blessings, etc. And I sent Alice downstairs with a bunch of post-it notes, a little teaser of what's coming. And the kids are going to start to write down or draw some pictures or be helped to write down the things that they are thankful for in their lives. And so what I hope to do is to, you'll see this in a minute, gather up all of the many blessings that exist in this community today. A little blurb I pulled from this month's packet. It says, you see, unlike some of our sibling religions, we don't tend to say a lot of blessings as you use. But we do point to them. For us, blessings are not so much about giving something to each other as they are about helping each other notice what's already been given. And it's not just about widening our view to see the gifts and blessings themselves. It's about widening our understanding of life. Pointing to blessings repairs our relationship with life, allowing us to see it as generous instead of indifferent or threatening. And that is no small thing. Because when the world seems stingy with us, we start getting stingy with others. In contrast, those who feel blessed have little trouble passing blessings on. Life spills into us, and we spill it into others. The concept of intentionally focusing on gratitude is an ancient spiritual practice. We as Unitarian Universalists remind ourselves through our sources, the sources that we quote, to say, we don't make this stuff up. What we are really doing is reminding ourselves that the wisdom that has been passed down from our ancestors and ancestors of communities all over the world tend to point to some pretty consistent things. And one of the consistent things that you will find in just about every faith tradition is the importance of focusing on gratitude. It is really, I think, a counter to balance out all the bad and all the unfortunate and all the sadness that is also an actual part of life that we shouldn't discount. It's also easy to think sometimes that bad things are happening out there, and you can just try to shut out all the bad things that are happening in the world. But I think that's getting harder and harder to do these days. The trouble with the darker parts of life is that they seem to be closing in all around us sometimes. I had an experience like this just yesterday. You may have seen at Chautauqua, the gathering space for a lot of religious professionals and thought leaders and thinkers. You may have seen in the news what happened to Salman Rushdie. He was attacked on stage. I've been to Chautauqua. It is such a, it's like this Neverland. It's sort of a gated community. There's these beautiful homes. There's all these intellectuals and artists and all these people coming together. It's summer. It just feels like such a safe and different place. And the reason that really hit me is that the same day that I watched on the news and I saw that activity happen on that stage in the auditorium at Chautauqua, a memory came up 2 years ago to that day where my daughter and Reverend Denise's son were on that very stage as part of an RE presentation for the gathered groups there. So, we all have these places where a thing seems so far away and all of a sudden it's right there in your world, right? So I think of gratitude as kind of a no-cost antidepressant, which we all need sometimes. like I said, as a faith tradition, we claim many sources of wisdom, and giving thanks is one of the oldest. Always be rejoicing, give thanks for everything, is from Thessalonians 5-16. I think part of my job as a minister is just to offer reminders of the simple things that can give us the strength we need to face the inevitable challenges that life is always going to keep throwing our way. Today is an example of what we mean when we say engaging in intentional spiritual practice. And I know that there are some in this room that really don't like the word spiritual, and that's okay. Counting our blessings is a simple act we can do anytime. And if you're willing to do it but don't want to call it a spiritual practice, that's fine. You'll still receive the benefit. So that's what we're going to do today. You'll notice when you sat down, I left around the room there a bunch of post-it notes. Everybody's got about 25. If you don't have one, raise your hand. We'll make sure that you have one. And I think there are pens in the back of every seat. If you go to start writing and you realize it doesn't have ink, I have a lot of new pens. That's going to be our very efficient way of replenishing the spent pens in the room. Okay. So what I'd like you to do is take some time and just very simply begin to write down on each page a thing that you are grateful for in your life. It can be anything. John's gonna. Oh, you already put it up here. Perfect. Here's some prompts. This is a person that I know that had posted this on their their page, and they had just listed all the things that they were grateful for, and they turned it into an image and posted it up. So I hope that everyone in this room can. There's about each of those packets has about 25 post-it notes in it. I hope that you can come up with 25 different ones. I would encourage you, if you get stuck, to try to be more specific. If you start out, I'm really grateful for the Prairie community. Okay, that's one. All right, now I'm on 16. I'm really grateful for Dan. I'm really grateful for John. I'm really, you know, just start to be more specific if you get stuck. It's okay. If you're not used to doing this on a consistent basis, this is like a muscle. This is like a spiritual practice, right? Sometimes it takes a little bit of reminder just to kind of get that going. I bet there are some folks here that put this into a daily spiritual practice. Every day I wake up and I remind myself, I write down a thing to be grateful for, and I take that through my day. Some families I know sit down and before the evening meal will have each family member go around and say what they're grateful for that day. There's a lot of different ways that you can put this into your daily practice, and that really is where the strength is. Because if your day's sunny today and nothing's going wrong today and you've been able to ignore the news, life is going to come and challenge you. And I think of all these gratitudes and all these gratitude practices as just deposits into the bank so that you are full when life comes and goes to try to take some deposits out of your bank. So I see people starting to write. I invite you to start to begin to do that. What we're going to do when we get done is I'm going to invite you to come up here, and eventually, as people start to finish up, I'll have John pull this up. And if you're not aware, these symbols up here are actually to represent the grasses of a prairie. And so what I'd like us to do today is think of these gratitudes that you're writing down. We're gonna post them on the grasses here, and think of them as pollen to strengthen and continue to spread the gratitude into this community. So write down, if you are unwilling or unable to come up and you see somebody, give them up, give them your things and let them do it. The kids downstairs are gonna come up. We're gonna have the kids' gratitudes added up to this. I hope to take pictures of it so we can visually see all the gratitude that exists in this room. And my intention, this is my favorite part, my intention, so that we are mindful of the environment, is after they're done and after we've taken some pictures to see the visual of that we've done, I intend to compost all of these pages and turn our gratitude into tomatoes for next year. So I can put them in my garden, but I know somebody that might be up for compost, and I volunteered to help out with some of that, so we'll see where they go. But the intention is to turn them back into the ground and have them feed us in the future. So I'll be quiet now, and I will invite you to continue to think of your blessings. Whenever you're ready, come and feel free to put them all over. And again, I think this will be fun if it's multifaceted. So if you have all blue, don't put them all together. Just sort of spread them around a little bit.
Is this going to stay down?
It'll go up eventually, but do some of the outside ones for now. Whenever you're ready, feel free to come up. And I think one of the benefits and one of the beauties of this community is that it tends to be a little bit more casual. If you wrote down something and you just are itching to share it with the whole community, grab the microphone and just let people know what you're thankful for. I invite you to do that as well.
Hi,
Somebody says mosquito repellent.
I've got air conditioning as one of mine.
Getting stuck, one of the things that I think we sometimes forget is our ancestors. You know, maybe be thankful for someone in your lineage that came before that gave you the lessons that helped you to be successful today. It's always an important one to remember. I know. And if you're wondering, we already have Joe Biden and Chuck Schumer up here, so, okay, that's good. I see sunshine and laughter. I see my kids, I see the members of the band, my band.
What was the source of that always be rejoicing?
I see yummy food. I would second that one. Yeah, that's a good one.
Thank you.
And I forgot to say, Dan, if people have been putting it, I forgot to say, it was on my notes, but I forgot to say, if you're on Zoom, hello, Zoom people, we want to get you in the room here as well. So put it in the chat so that our Zoom person can write them down and get them up here so that you are included because you are here with us. There you go. We are grateful for Zoom, yes. Yes. It's awesome. I love that we have gratitude for the bees, which really keep the prairie alive. Happens. Things fall down.
Oh, yeah, several are down.
That's okay. That's okay. All right.
I just want to say I am grateful for Andy Garst's laugh, and I want to hear it every day.
Grateful for your laugh. She wants to hear it every
Nancy Pelosi.
So the speaker notes say the presentation should end by 10:45. Later than that means less time for discussion. So I don't know that will be a lot of discussion today, but let's start to wrap up in the next couple of minutes here. So get any last great gratitudes that you have. He's not only got a great laugh, he makes the rest of us laugh. I won't say that one, but that was a good one. All right. As we begin to wrap up here, let's just take another moment of silence to reflect upon all that we just heard and all that we just saw and all that we participated in together. So that we can carry this gratitude with us into the week. And again, by all means, please, if you haven't already done it, consider there's a lot of different ways to bring a gratitude practice into your daily routine, and it really, really can help strengthen you when those darker days come. Okay. I'll say one more thing before I leave you today. I bought 1,400 Post-it notes, and I bet almost all of them are up here. And there's more. If you think of more things, grab some Post-it notes in the. But as you're looking at the next time you're looking at the news and you're starting to list off, oh, the environment, oh, politicians, oh, whatever. Think how many things you come up with that are bad in the world, and remember, just in this room, there's thousands of things to be grateful for. May it be so.
Thank you so much, Reverend Matt. That was a really fascinating service. So now is the time that our community dedicates for discussion around the focus of today's service, relying on our covenant of good relations as a guide to ensure all voices are welcomed and relationships are valued. If you're in the room, feel free to come up to the podium so those on Zoom can see you speaking and introduce yourself with your name and pronouns. If waiting, you can line up on either side. Otherwise, please raise your hand and one of our helpers will bring a microphone to you. If you are online, please type into the chat and the Zoom helper will read the question or comment aloud for you.
I'm Mary, and I was struck by, as I was writing these items, sort of stream of consciousness, I could go from something so small as washing my face with warm water when I wake up in the morning, to something so large as being grateful for my brain that still can think and put things together.
Hi, Kent Wenger, he, him, his. I just wanted to say, first of all, Reverend Matt, I really like this service today. I'm trying to sort of incorporate gratitude practices, and I'm not super consistent about it, so maybe this will give me a little kick in the butt to be doing that really on a daily basis. But I liked the whole post-it notes and kind of getting some idea what other people were thinking. So,
when I was thinking about the service, I was studying a brochure I received from Doctors Without Borders, noting that we've passed the milestone of the first time we've had 100 million people who have no longer have a home. They've been forced out by wars, poverty, gangs, religious discrimination, fires, whatever. But in this sense, that's not to be grateful for, but the thing to be grateful for is an organization like Doctors Without Borders, which has thousands of people out there helping, trying to make it better, trying to find out how to give people a chance.
Hi, Mary Mullen, she, hers. First of all, I want to say why I name my pronouns, and it's not for the people that already know, it's for the people who may be visitors and know that whatever pronouns they use are acceptable and welcome. I like this activity also, but I wanted to say something I didn't put up there was I like blueberries, and the fact that I was able to find a place to go pick blueberries yesterday, and we, Patty and I, got to see my sister and her husband and have a nice meal with them, and so it was double duty plus watching the scenery. Well, it was kind of rainy, and I'm grateful for rain too because now I don't have to water my garden.
I'm Margaret Moses, and I didn't write a post-it for it, but I'm thankful that Reverend Matt is here.
Hello, my name's Andy, he, him, his. One of the things I was thinking about is gratefulness is one side of the coin of things that you're not grateful for, things that challenge you. If everything's wonderful, then you're not grateful for anything.
Hi, Hi, Gene Kane. He, him, his. I'm going with my wife tomorrow for 3 days of bike riding. And I'm thankful as I ride those trails. It's the rail to trail routes. And every time I go out, I think of all the people who built that burn that I'm riding on. And it was all done by hand, pretty much by hand. They hauled all those rocks and things by hand. So I'm thankful in general to all the people who make my life comfortable. I take advantage of their labor every day. But they're unknown. All the immigrants and so forth who came and worked and never got a day of enjoyment. They just hauled rocks or whatever, broke rocks. So I'm grateful to all the people who make my life, wonderful. Thank you.
The kids are here, so I'm going to have them come on up. We all know how well kids wait, so let's let's have them come on up and put their sticky notes. Okay, well, okay. You want to come this way? Come on. As I run into the wall. Okay, can you come up?
Yeah.
You want to put the sticky notes up? Okay. You want to put your sticky note up? All right. You want Mama to help? All right, this one says books. Well, like mom, like daughter, apparently, on that one. Puppies. What else do we have? We have playtime. Honey, you want to put them up? Put them on here. There's mommy. Oh, write that one. Now I'm really happy. Daddy. Yeah. I once asked my other daughter what her favorite thing, like who her favorite thing was in the world, and she said it was a dog instead of me, and I was a little sad about that. Grateful for family and health. Nice. Food, pets, water, mom and dad. Cool. Minds and eyeballs and legs. These are useful parts of our body. Oh, I know the sticky notes are kind of tricky. Lights, that's useful too. And house and bees. Cool. Food. Oh, that's the one that fell. Well, food's good too. There's stickies on my shoes. Babies. But not when they're not sleeping at night though. All the other times are great. Oops. Okay, they're not gonna stick, that's fine. All right, thank you, everyone. Thank you. I read this one too. Comedians who encourage us to laugh. Ooh, yeah.
Thank you so much, Smaller Prairie members, for adding to our gratitudes. Thank you.
Well, thank you all for all of your wonderful participation. We are sharing our offering this quarter with Wilma's Fund, which provides assessments and assistance to LGBTQ+ people who are experiencing homelessness, as well as support to prevent homelessness in this population. The offertory is La Cinquetaine by G. Marie, performed by Luna. I'm thankful for Luna's music, too. Thank you. Oh. Thank you so much, Luna. The closing words are "In the Leaving" by Jan Richardson, and that will be read by Rachel Long Arnold.
In the leaving, in the letting go, let there be this to hold on to at the last, the enduring of love, the persisting of hope, the remembering of joy, the offering of gratitude, the receiving of grace, the blessing of peace.
Don't take that.
Oh, I thought that was mine.
Sorry.
Oh.
Thank you. Our closing music is number 355 in Singing the Living Tradition. We lift our hearts in thanks in the Gray Hymnal. Please stand as you are able. Recording, and as a caring committee, we now take time to briefly share special joys, sorrows, or personal concerns.